This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Among the many announcements coming out of Climate Week in New York here comes this news of strange bedfellows, a partnership between some leading environmental nonprofits, including the Environmental Defense Fund, and five oil companies. The companies agree to work on cutting emissions of methane, that's a potent greenhouse gas, in the process of exploration and drilling. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has more.
These oil companies aren't household names in the United States, but they're big, like the national oil companies of Mexico and Norway. The absence of super majors like BP and Exxon isn't what concerns Mark Zoback. He's a Stanford professor who served on an Energy Department panel on shale gas safety.
You have to understand, it's not the companies you know. There's hundreds and hundreds.
The U.S. Energy Information Agency estimates there are as many as 15,000 oil and gas drillers, many of them relatively small time. An agency report showed almost 500,000 active natural gas wells in 2012.
There's so many wells being drilled, and there's so many companies that are in the process. It only takes a few bad actors, you know, to cause problems.
Nathaniel Cohan is a vice president at the Environmental Defense Fund. He says, yes, there are limits to what this particular initiative can achieve.
But we think that by starting with this group and expanding it over time, we can start to make progress and demonstrate what's possible.
Including collaborations between oil companies and environmental groups. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.